Eating hot dogs is an American tradition, but competitive hot dog eating is dominated by the Japanese. For the last 3 years, the winner of the 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Championship on Coney Island has been from Japan. This year, though, the American eaters say they've learned a few tricks from the Far East and are ready to break the record, 50 and one-half hot dogs in 12 minutes. NPR's Robert Smith has a preview.
Nick Gordon is not a professional eater. He's just getting lunch out here at Coney Island.
This is a Nathan's hot dog with just ketchup and mustard.
How long do you think it's going to take you to eat that hot dog?
Not very long, really quick. It's going to take me like 35 seconds.
A minute later, he's still munching.
I couldn't do it. I'm not fast enough, but I don't eat for sport. I can't do it. I'm small.
But that's old-fashioned thinking. It used to be that eating contests were won by behemoths, giant men with giant stomachs. But now, thin is in. The winner of last year's hot dog contest, Takeru Kobayashi, is a small, wiry guy. At the official weigh-in yesterday at New York City Hall, he barely topped
145 pounds.
And the Americans he's competing against, they weigh, well, no one knows for sure, since the scale at the weigh-in only went up to 320 pounds. What happened? Americans used to be the eating champions of the world. We're a big country of big people with big appetites. To be bested by a small fish-eating island? Gersh Kuntzman from the New York Post just shakes his head.
The fact that we're being beaten at our own game by the Japanese on our own national holiday, well, it gives me pause.
As George Shea, one of the organizers, explains, the Americans use their stomachs. The Japanese use their brains.
In 1996, Hirofumi Nakajima introduced what is now referred to as Japanese-ing or Tokyo style, separating hot dog from bun and eating them separately. Then, in the year 2001, Kobayashi introduced what was immediately dubbed the Solomon method by the crowd, an apparent reference to the biblical king snapping the hot dog and bun in half and eating them in almost a conveyor belt-like method.
This was not lost on America's eating elite. Eric Badlands Booker, who came in second last year, has been using Japanese training tricks, like stretching his stomach with gallons of water and cabbage.
Cabbage, you know, you can eat like 10, 15, and only gain
10,
about...
10, 15 pounds?
Pounds, yeah. And gain about a cool 100, 200 calories, you know.
Some competitors are even, this is hard to believe, slimming down. Ed Cookie Jarvis, who holds the cannoli and ice cream eating records, has lost 69 pounds in the last year, trying to get closer to Kobayashi's size.
They say the stomach on the outside restricts the stomach from the inside on expanding. So the less I have on the outside blocking it from expanding, I'll be able to stretch the stomach to a greater degree.
It might be tempting to make this little hot dog contest into some huge metaphor for America's place in the world, a country so big and gluttonous that sometimes it can't compete. But the great Takeru Kobayashi doesn't buy into that. For him, the hot dog eating championship is proof of what the human body can do.
With proper training, anyone can do what he's done.
That is, if you really want to eat 50 and a half hot dogs in just 12 minutes. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.